Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Now, welcome into our week in theater. What's going on stage in Chicago this week? This week we want to talk about one of the most talked about productions in Chicago that does not contain the word Hamilton in its title. It is actually the show that contains Trevor in its title. Trevor the Musical, which is based on the Academy Award winning short film of the same name, the film inspired by the Trevor Project, America's only accredited crisis intervention and suicide prevention organization. It's focused on saving young LGBTQ lives. You can get a lot more information on that on the trevorproject.org, but we've got the two lead performances in the Trevor the Musical in studio with us today. Eli Tokash is here with us, and also Declan Desmond, who is originally from Evanston, by the way. So that's right. Nice to have a hometown guy here with us as well. Guys, welcome. Nice to have you both.
Thank you for having us.
So tell us a little bit about what this is about. I've been out of town so much since you've been open. Honestly, I haven't been able to come over and see the show yet, but I intend to. Because everybody is telling me, including the guest, our guest, John Peller from the AIDS Foundation, who was just here. He said, you have got to go see this show. The show will blow your mind when you see it. You know, everybody's telling me how great it is. Tell me a little bit about the show, Eli. You are Trevor himself in the show.
Yes. So the show Trevor is about a young boy whose name is Trevor, and he... He tries to find himself throughout the show, and throughout the show that he realizes he's gay, but doesn't want to admit it, I guess you could say. And he tries to become friends with the guy he likes, which is Pinky, and that's who Declan plays. And I fantasize about him in my notebook and stuff, and the notebook is found, and then everyone knows my little secret, and then from there everything goes downhill, and then eventually I meet Jack, who works in who's a candy striper in the hospital, and he really helps Trevor and realizes that it's gonna be okay. You know, you're not alone, we're with you. Yeah. Even though it may not seem like it.
Yeah, Declan, tell me a little about your character, Pinky Faraday.
Yeah, so I play a character named Pinky Faraday, who I guess you could say is the jock of the school, kind of like the popular kid who everybody loves. As a matter of fact, in the opening number, you can see all the girls swoon for me. No big deal.
Sometimes truth is the same as fiction.
Yeah. So he's my character, and over the course of the show, he starts developing a close friendship with Trevor, and something that he doesn't recognize Trevor's actual feelings towards him. And so what you may think is like, it might be like the dumb jock guy who just likes playing sports, actually reveals to have a little bit of a vulnerability to him, and doesn't really know who to open up to until Trevor comes along.
Yeah, and now so that's... the original Trevor Project was about suicide prevention and so forth. I mean, does this show... Because of the conflict, Eli, that you play, does it have those kind of overtones to it?
Absolutely. I'm bullied a lot during the show, which leads to suicidal thoughts and actually trying to end up committing it. And it turns out you can't overdose on aspirin, so that didn't work.
I definitely feel that the show itself... the way that it touches on thoughts of suicide and how to deal with it, and it deals with it in a very beautiful way, in a very touching way, which I feel like the audience was able to connect to it, especially with the student matinees. I've gotten multiple messages from people saying that this show has had a huge impact on me.
I was going to ask you what kind of feedback that you must be getting.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
And I'll bet, especially from kids your own age, high school kids, you're really touching a nerve with them, right?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, for sure. There's so many people experiencing these things, and I think that's why the Trevor Project is so important for everyone, you know? It touches everyone can relate to it, because even if you're not gay, you can still relate to it. You could have gotten bullied. You know, you could have been the bully. You know, someone could have changed or ruined your middle school years forever,
sure.
You know?
Right.
So there's just so many things that you can relate to, and I feel like everyone can relate to a story like this.
Yeah, yeah. It's also, like, during the student matinees, I was actually quite nervous because I wasn't sure how, like, students would react to it, or they would just laugh at it, they think it was a joke, but after I've gotten messages from people saying that this is, I've also tried to, you know, commit suicide, this had a huge impact on me, and just thank you for your amazing work. It really just struck a chord with me. I wasn't really sure what to say. It's quite inspiring, and I'm really proud to be a part of this work.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to perform a song from the show. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to that. Eli Tokash and Declan Desmond, Trevor and Pinky Faraday, from Trevor, which is at the Writers Theater right now. For tickets, 847-242-6000 or www.writerstheater.org. Playing now through October the 8th, by the way. Declan Desmond plays Pinky Faraday and is from the Evanston area. And Pinky, you've starred in a lot of productions here in the Chicago area.
I'm
sure people have seen you here in the Chicago area, right?
I would hope so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell us about some of the shows that you were in.
Well, I've been in a lot of shows around the Chicago area. This is my first professional musical that I've ever been a part of. So this is the most like publicity I've ever had the honor of having. But I've done things at the Gift Theater. I love the people there and the Looking Glass Youth Ensemble. And I've also done work over at the Goodman as well with all the staff and the education staff over there. I've done programs there. So I've had a lot of training, but this has been my first professional experience with musicals.
Well, this is a pretty cool show to be involved in.
Yeah.
And we discovered during the break that Eli Tokash, who plays Trevor in the show, a Broadway musical veteran. You've starred in a couple of shows on Broadway, right, Eli?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
So I did Finding Neverland and Pippin on Broadway, and I mean, it was just a dream, you know? Everyone dreams of it, so to be able to do both amazing shows is just such an honor, and I'm so lucky to have worked with such amazing people. So.
Yeah, and I would imagine regional theater where you're from in West Virginia, right?
Yes. Yeah. Our closest regional theater, though, is actually in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yes, but I do live in
West Virginia. That's pretty regional.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's like 30 minutes west of
where you live. Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us a little about this song that you're going to perform now, because it's kind of a song, kind of interaction between you guys. What do we need to know ahead of time?
Okay, so this song is called One of These Days, and it happens right after Pinky and the whole crew were doing the dance routine that Trevor wanted them to do for the talent show, and the whole crew doesn't think it's good. We should just do dance around in pink tutus like idiots, like we do every year. But Pinky doesn't want to do that, and he tries to break it with Trevor that we probably shouldn't do this dance. And Trevor tells him, "Hey, you got to follow your dreams. You have to follow your passions." And this whole song is about Pinky and Trevor we're never on the same page, trying to figure out what exactly you mean by what's my dream, what is my passion.
Okay, and with their musical director, Matt Dykeman on the piano, here again, Eli Tokash and Declan Desmond.
You have to do whatever gets you to your golden dream, not anyone else's.
My golden dream?
you know, your life's passion. Like, what gets you out of bed in the morning?
My mom.
No. I mean, what you imagine yourself being when you're old. Like in 10 years. Don't think, just go. In another 10 years, I, Pinky Faraday, the first thing that comes into your brain. In another 10 years...
I won't be standing here.
Great. In another 10 years...
I'll be standing in another spot.
Okay, more specific. In another 10 years...
I'm gonna be somewhere, and I'm gonna get a shot.
Yes!
Cause one of these days...
I'll be a star, and people will say, I've got it all.
And one of these days... Inside a bar, oh, I'm gonna get some alcohol. One of these days...
Wait, alcohol?
Well, yeah, like I said, I'm gonna get a shot. Probably tequila.
Sorry, I was unclear. I don't mean what you're able to do. I mean something like, in another 10 years, I'll still be looking back at the talent show that turned my life around at last.
It did?
And in another 10 years,
I'm gonna know the way to go to places really, really fast.
Better!
Cause one of these days,
I'll make it real. Oh, there won't be any dream too far.
Yeah, one of these days, behind the wheel, oh, I'll know the way to drive a car. One of these days.
Wait, hold on, what?
I'll have my license.
So?
I'll be able to go where I want, by myself, fast.
Okay, congratulations, but a decade's too big to be thinking small. A decade's forever, and that's how far you gotta see.
A decade, and I could be having it all with Franny right there next to me.
Franny Antonicelli?
Yeah.
But she's just a girl. And the talent show...
Just a girl? She's everything that you said. She makes me excited to get up in the morning. She even makes me excited to go to school. You know? Oh, come on. There's got to be someone like that for you, too. Someone who you just can't stop thinking about being with someday. Don't think. The first thing that comes into your brain. In another 10 years...
I'll be with someone...
In another 10 years.
It'll be someone really great.
More specific. In another 10 years.
I'll find someone more than my fantasies create.
Better.
And one of these days.
You'll make my day so much better than any I've had yet.
Cause one of these days. You'll learn the way to join me in singing a great day. One of these days.
Wait, what?
A duet, you know, like a song we would sing together, with harmonies.
Okay, I guess that could work.
Pinky, she likes you too.
Huh?
Franny, Antonicelli?
Oh my god, are you joking?
No.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, this is amazing. Tell her yes. Wait, no, I should tell her. I should tell her, right? Okay, I'll call her right now. You're the best, Trevor.
That is outstanding. Really, really great.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
guys, you so that's much. Great. You can see Trevor the Musical at the Writers Theater in Glencoe. It's playing now through October the 8th. For tickets, 847-242-6000 or go to writerstheater.org. Eli Tokash is Trevor. Declan Desmond is Pinky Faraday. And I can't wait to come and see the show, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thank you for coming in. We're going to take a quick break, update the news. All coming up next on WGN.